This is Ingrid Millington speaking to Gillian and Trevor Foster on the 21st of
March
2017. Trevor, can you give me some information as to where you first lived in Hambleton?
Well, I was born on the 17th of August 1954 in Leeds, actually.
Right.
But when I was a child, we lived at 4 Council Houses, Main Road, Hambleton.
Right. So you came into the village as a baby?
Yeah.
Right.
Previous to that, Mum and Dad had lived at the cottages on Gateforth Lane.
Right.
Where my brother Paul was a child. He was born on the 1st of February 1949.
Right.
So, my dad had lived in Hambleton all his life. During the war, he was an aircraft fitter.
Where?
Well, he met my mother at Halton RAF camp, where she was working in the laundry.
Right.
But my dad got sent to Singapore and India, and he didn't come back till 1946, so he missed VE Day and things.
Yeah, similar to my dad.
But when he came back, he married my mother 3 weeks after he came back.
Right.
And they got married in Weston Turville, which is in Buckinghamshire.
Right.
Because that's near Alton Camp, I think.
Right, right.
So that was 1946.
Yeah.
My dad was born on the 9th of March, 1921.
And do you know anything about your grandparents? Well, had they passed away?
Yeah, unfortunately, my dad's mother died a week after he was born.
Oh, dear.
So he was brought up by his uncle.
Who was that?
Well, his mother was Jane Milner.
Right.
And his uncle was Billy Milner. I only knew him in later teenagers, sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh.
And they lived at Dring Houses at that time in York. So, my dad's mother, so obviously I never knew any of the
grandparents
at all, apart from this Billy that I met.
Yeah.
But he also had a sister, she had a sister called Rose, this is my dad's auntie.
Yeah.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he had another brother called Arthur Milner. Now, Arthur was in this description, he was called the Lengthman, that's a street cleaner.
Right.
And he was a street cleaner for Hambleton, Gateforth and Thought Willoughby.
All right. When was that? In the 30s or in the 20s, 30s?
Yeah, it'd be 20s, I think.
I got
math. Yeah. He worked for 35 years, I think it says in there.
Yeah.
We have.
He was employed by Selby Rural District Council for about 35 years.
Really?
And had been Lengthman at Gateforth Thorpe and Hambleton.
He was Could also, do with one now.
He was highly respected and will be greatly missed by the Methodist Church, where he was a circuit steward, Sunday school superintendent and held other positions. He was a keen sportsman and had played cricket for the village team. He often officiated as umpire or referee at local matches.
Have we got that photograph?
Oh, that's Arthur Milner on the run.
Yeah, but have we got?
We're going to have.
Oh, right.
We will have.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so this chap here.
Right.
Is Arthur.
Yeah.
So that's my great uncle.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. And which cricket team was this?
Well, that's Hambleton.
Oh, that's Hambleton cricket
team.
Really? We'll have to find out some more names for that.
I saw going off piste.
No, you're all right, it doesn't matter.
I saw Ernie Grace, who was the oldest chap in Selby that I used to go walking with.
Yeah.
And he's married to, surname's Bradley, how she was. But she was a little girl in Hambleton, and he can remember, she can remember
Arthur
giving her a ring that he found.
Really?
And I think she's still got it, she said.
Really? And she lived
in Hambleton.
Yeah, she lived in Hambleton.
Yeah, somewhere near the wheat sheaf, just past the wheat sheaf on the left there.
I can't think of the name.
No. What's...
would that be...
Mrs. Chapman's name now.
Stripe?
Yeah, Brenda.
Brenda.
Yeah, she's called Brenda.
All right. Right. You couldn't pass the information that we're having a history do on to.
Well, I have done, but I haven't pursued it.
All right. It's just that she could have some... She might, she might have some stories.
Yeah, yeah. Just have a little bit of information,
yeah. Yeah, that would be absolutely brilliant. Arthur, so your father lived...
I was just going to say, Arthur was born in Rickle in
1896. Right, yeah.
And Rose's sister was born in Hambleton in 1898.
Right.
Rose married Ernest Lightfoot.
Right, yeah. There's a lot of names that ring a bell.
Yeah, well, yeah. Rose and Ernest are both buried in Hambleton Cemetery.
Right.
They were married in 1919, and Ernest was born in 1898. So, I can go back a bit further if you want.
For people who lived in Hambleton?
Well, the next, we going really, back...
We don't really know whether they lived in Hambleton or not, though, well, do we?
Charlotte's looked into the family tree, and it says born in Hambleton.
Oh, does that?
Right.
And some of them. So, my dad's... mother's mother was called Christiana Leach.
Yeah.
And she married William Milner.
Yep.
So, and he had quite a few brothers and sisters according to this list. There was a Rose, a Joseph, that says was born in Hambleton in 1867. A Jane, a Mary that was born in 1860 in Hambleton, a John, a Thomas that was born in 1854 in Hambleton.
Really?
And a Robert Milner that was born in Gateforth in 1847. And according to Charlotte's list, their mother and father was... Joseph Milner was born in Hambleton in 1821.
Very good. Ooh.
And he was married to a Hannah, but she was from Newcastle.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So, but we don't know really anything else about those people.
Oh, no, obviously, no. No, that is really, really good family history. Mm-hmm. And the connections with other families within in Hambleton, did marry within the village.
There's Leeches and Lightfoots.
Lightfoots, yes, yes.
All knocking about.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Yeah. If you want me to carry on with this bit of family tree.
Yeah, please.
Going down another line. Where are we? Arthur Milner, I mentioned, who was my great uncle, yeah. Where does Pat and Pam come in? Oh.
Arthur was their granddad.
Yeah, Arthur married Annie Leach.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And their granddaughters,
yeah.
Pat and Pam,
right.
They live in Sussex.
All right.
Well, we're still in touch with them.
Right.
And I did ring them up when I was starting this to see if I could find out, what they knew. And they sent us some pictures of, family and...
Oh, lovely.
And stuff. So I'll show you them later.
Yeah, that's lovely.
But they actually lived for a short while in the farm next to the Red Lion.
Yes. Do they know what the name?
No, because it didn't have a name. It was just called Main Road.
Was it?
The farm on Main Road. That's all they can come up with.
Yeah, no.
Do you live at Hilltop?
Yes,
farm?
Yeah.
There's a farm.
It's Hillside.
Hillside, yeah. Yes. Well, they lived. We
next
found
door
that
to. We've been trying to find out the name of that farm for about 10 years. Alan Lister, who owned it at one time, they didn't know what the name was. He couldn't remember what the name was. Obviously, there wasn't one.
They said there wasn't a name for the farm.
His farm was classed as Main Road Farm. Mm. You know, where he lives, where they live now.
Yeah.
So basically, whether it was just an extension with another house, you know, and they put the two together, it could have been a possibility, I don't know. But no, if there was no name, there's no name. That's definite. If they didn't know and they lived there.
Yeah, that's what Pam said, wasn't it?
Right. Then that's something we've cleared up.
Yeah, they didn't have a name.
Didn't they move to Germany or something?
Or they'd been to Germany and then they came back and they stayed there.
One of them was actually at Ambleton School for about 3 weeks.
Mm. All right. Very good. Right, back to you then.
I'm trying to fill in this Christiana.
Right.
That was my dad's grandmother.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
She remarried, didn't she?
Yeah.
A chap called Mr. Balderson.
Yes, and he's buried.
I don't know.
Yes, he's buried in the churchyard. Yeah. There is a Balderson married in the churchyard.
All right.
And when I was a young'un, like, he lived with my mum and dad in the council houses.
Right.
While he died.
Oh, right.
But I only have a faint memory of him.
Right, okay.
You've got some pictures of him.
Yeah.
Well, in the scrapbook upstairs.
Yeah, all right.
So where shall I go on from here?
Well, where did your mum and dad, when they first got married, where did they live? Did they live...
They
went straight to the council?
Lived at the cottages on Gateforth Lane.
Oh, right, yes.
Where they had a pump in the yard for water.
Right, and
whether
this was
they
back...
had electric or not, I don't know. This would be 1950.
Right, yeah. I think electricity was in the village. I think it came in something in the region of... late 40s, something like that, from what other people have said.
Yeah, but well, they must have been there 4 or 5 years or so.
Before
then they moved to the council houses.
Yeah, which had all the mod cons, really, considering. Yeah. You know.
And then when my dad's uncle Billy, that brought him up, died, he obviously left him some money. And that's when they managed to buy... Four Orchard Drive.
Yeah, that was in the late 1960s, wasn't it?
It would be,
Yeah, and that's when you moved to the Orchard Drive.
Yeah.
And they were there, well, your dad was there until he died, passed away, didn't
40,
he?
I know they were there 40 years.
Yeah. They'll have seen a lot of comings and goings.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So.
Well, I can remember them houses being built.
Yeah. I know I came just after they got... They were finished, when I came into the village, and that was the first big real estate of Hambleton, wasn't it?
Well, there was the Meadows.
Yes, but that was only in comparison, the amount of houses that's built in the Meadows is nowhere near as many as.
Well, when I was at primary school, they took us out from the school and. Took us round the Meadows to show us, you know, obviously this were a new thing, wasn't it? New houses and that.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
I don't know how old I was then. Like, it must have been, I don't know, 8 or something. Maybe.
Yeah. Can you remember your school, primary school teachers?
No, only Mrs. Hall.
Yeah. Right. And you know her daughter died?
I can't remember much about all that at all.
Yeah, all right. So you don't know who your primary school teacher is, except for the head teacher.
No. The Christine from church, what?
Sumpner.
Christine Sumpner. Did she teach there, do you know? I think she did. No.
She wouldn't have been called Sumpner, would she?
No.
Because that's a married name.
Yeah. There's a lady at the Methodist church that we go to.
Yeah.
She maybe wouldn't have been married then.
I ought to have a word with her, see if she's got any memories.
Right. All right. So who did you, as a youngster, who did you kind of pal around with? Who were, you know, at school? What who went to school? Who was in your kind of group? Because it wasn't like it is now in year groups. No. It was done like infants and juniors, wasn't it? Because it wasn't exactly a massive school.
Well, obviously, with living on the main road, there was Cravens were near our sort of family friends.
Right, right.
So I knocked about with Wayne.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah, the only boy.
Yeah. And then there was Stuart England.
Yeah.
Tony Riley.
Yeah.
Just trying to think who else we knocked about with it. Stephen Mitchell, but he was from Gateford.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And did they go up to secondary school? They all went
up to
secondary.
Wayne went to Drax and I went to secondary school. All right, so we got all
right.
Sort of split
you got
up.
Split up, yeah. Right.
I can't really think of who I used to knock about with so much. Graham Millington and they were all a bit older, you see.
Yes.
Kenny Spence and
and
John Norton and all Chipping and all them were a bit older than me.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Well, they
Paul
were.
Paul used to knock about with them.
Paul's age, yeah. Because
Tony Ray, weren't they?
Yes. He was their age as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it was it main? Well, very few boys, but quite a lot of girls.
Well, there was Christine Lindley, she was then, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And then Liz Cunnington.
Right.
Cunningham.
Yeah.
Carol Parson, wasn't there?
Right.
And Gillian Norton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just trying to think back.
What did you do for entertainment? You know, I mean, obviously, when you were younger, there was the bus service. Did your dad have a car at that time? Or?
No, well, my dad, the first job I remember him having, he worked at Bosworth Nurseries down
Chapel Street.
Where they had strawberries and tomatoes
and
all that sort of thing.
All right.
There was a tailor. I think they had an horse and cart, you know, back in them days. And my dad was stood on the back of the cart and it set off, you know, and he fell off the back and knocked himself out.
Oh dear.
And the bloke who were working with went to Mr. Bosworth and said, come quick, Alfie's dead. And he said, well, if he's dead, there's no rush, is there? That's a tale I can remember.
Oh dear.
So anyway, further on, my dad got the job as boilerman at Gateforth Hospital.
Yeah, yeah, because he worked with it. Well, and my Auntie Helen worked there as well. She was a nurse. Yeah.
So he was boilerman when they were coal fired. Then they turned to oil fired boilers.
Yeah.
Now my dad worked shifts.
Yeah.
And he had a scooter. That's what reminded me.
Oh, right.
He had a scooter then.
Yeah,
so he used to work nights and stuff.
All right. Better than walking.
Mm. And then when they went to oil fire boilers, my dad got the job of transporting the nurses and people up there, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Until eventually it shut down and he did get a gardening job for Swifts.
Yeah.
On Leeds Road up here for a few years. Well,
yeah, he did.
He retired.
Yeah, but then did he work for campers at one time?
I know of.
All right.
No, I don't think so.
Oh no, it was Brian Dixon that did that. It was Brian Dixon. Yeah.
So going back to the car.
Yeah.
The first car I can remember after he had the scooter, we had what they called a bond buggy. Which was a three-wheeled thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That were like a motorbike, but just a frame round.
Yeah, yeah.
And it had a chain drive.
Yeah, all right.
But then he moved on to, we had a Morris Minor.
Yeah. So you were able to, well, it's better than, you know, I mean, the bus service would probably be every hour, you know, which can be a bit inconvenient, especially living
in. Well, when I moved up to secondary school, I had to get a bus in the morning into Selby and then changed for a bus to Abbots Road.
Right,
Bus, and Paul, he had to get the bus into Selby and they used to get a train to Drax, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, yeah. A bit of a long haul, really, for anybody going to Drax.
And well, he had to go on a Saturday as well.
Yeah. I think that's only recently stopped, that going on a Saturday morning. Mm. It's basically because they got boarders.
Yeah.
So I understand. Well, they used to have afternoon on Wednesday, used to be afternoon sport.
Sir Paul played cricket and that was his main sport, I think.
Did he play sport in the village? You know, did he play football, cricket in the village?
I don't remember Paul doing. I played for... We had a football team that Alan Ray ran.
Right.
Called Hambleton Crusaders.
Did you really? When was that? How old were you?
Well, it'd be 12 or 13, I think.
Yeah.
We played on the field opposite Ray's, you know, on Main Road.
Yes.
There was some goalposts on there. And
all right.
That was our pitch. Yeah. We used to get changed in Mr. Ray's garage.
Yeah.
And there was a sleeper across the dike.
Yes.
So we used to cross that.
A bit precarious, but it was, at least you got across. So your mum and dad were quite involved in the village. When you were married and moved away, but they were involved beforehand because it was a close community, wasn't it? Everybody kind of supported each other's church.
Well, my dad was involved with the Boys Brigade.
Yeah,
I think, as you know, but that was really before my time.
Trevor went to Boys Brigade.
Yeah, what have we got down here? Anyway,
He also did a lot of photography around the village, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, I love a lot. Yeah. Partly because, when he worked shifts, he used to come home and take pictures early morning and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
But he had a dark room. He used to develop all his own films that were black and white in them days.
Really?
And he ended up, he was chairman of Selby Camera Club, and then he did get what they call ARPS, which is the Association of the Royal Photographic Society.
Right.
For producing, I think it was 12 large black and white photos of a set standard, you know.
You had to send
them to London.
To be judged, to be assessed,
to qualify for it.
Yeah.
And him and my mum went down to London to get awarded the award, you know. So, yeah, I was heavily involved in black and white photos.
Yeah. And he used to take a lot of weddings.
He took a lot of village pictures, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Sunday school queens.
Which we've got... We're inundated with.
Yeah.
But it's nice to look back on, and it's nice to be the part of the archive. I don't think everyone will be used because we're going to have to be very, selective on what. But there again, that doesn't mean to say that at some time later on, they're not brought into what anybody can see or request to see. You know, but your mum was heavily involved in WI. Mm. She I know because I worked with her. She was, I think she was the secretary when I was the chairman.
Mm.
And I regularly went round to your mum's house to discuss things, you know. So I knew that she was heavily involved with that and church.
Yeah, well, they were both on the church council.
Yeah, I always remember those church fetes, the Christmas fair.
Mm.
Getting in was kind of horrific because people were queuing at 1:30. It opened at 2:00 and people were queuing at 1:30 just to get to the cake stall. And they cleared out, the cake stall cleared out within 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Always, you know.
Yeah.
And really, really well attended things.
My dad was on the parish council.
Yes, he was.
So, you know, everything to do with the village. And then later on, It was the other 55s club, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, there really were participating villagers. Mm-hmm. That shaped a village. They helped shape the village.
Yeah.
You know, along with other people that we've got to get to know and be able to record it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that, if we could have a copy, is that the family? Is that about the family?
I can do a copy.
Can you? That would be absolutely, because she'd, you know, we're looking into families as to where families fit and who the, you know, so it's...
Yeah, well, when I contacted
Pam.
Down, well, it's Pat and Pam.
Yeah.
And she sent us this through that...
This is what her husband found out.
Really?
He's looked into all the family history.
Really?
And done that, yeah.
Because she's a different line.
Yes.
From the same grandparents.
The grandparents were originally from Hambleton. Yeah. But it's wherever we can get this information.
Mm. Yeah.
That's really, really lovely. Is there anything else that you've got?
Well, my mum worked as well, didn't she?
She did.
So she worked on the land, pea picking and potato picking and all that business.
Did you go with her when you were younger? Yeah. Did you ever pick do pea picking?
Yeah.
It was hard work, and potato,
and potato picking.
Oh, I didn't do the potato picking. I've done potato sorting. That's a nightmare in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
But pea picking, you thought, oh God, this bag's never going to get filled.
And then she went cleaning as well. She went to Mrs. Izzet's on Chapel Street.
Right.
Originally, that I can remember. And then
she went to Nicky's.
To Nicky Dyson's,
didn't she? Yeah, she did.
And she were there for years.
Oh, she was. I mean, she was there before Tanya died. She went before Tanya died, didn't she? Before Tanya was born.
Yeah. She was like a grandmother to the kids.
Yeah, she was, yeah. I mean, they obviously had their own grandparents, but the grandparents, you know, they lived away.
She survived long enough to go to Tanya's wedding, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, which was nice. It was really nice. So,
I was just going to say the council house when I was a lad. We had it was an outside toilet.
Yeah, but you had an inside one, didn't you? Didn't you have an inside one when you first went into that?
No.
Really?
It was an outside toilet.
All right.
Well, you had to go out the back door.
Yeah.
And turn left. It was part of the
part
house.
Of the house, yes.
But yeah, you had to go outside.
Out the back
and come
door.
Back in again.
Yeah, right.
And we had there was a wash house as well.
Yeah.
So I remember on a Saturday, my mum had to get up and light a fire under the boiler. And she had a peggy tub and all that, a mangle and all that.
Yeah,
business.
I remember all of them. Yeah, definitely. But didn't you have you had a bathroom upstairs, obviously?
No, it was downstairs.
Was it downstairs?
Next to the kitchen, yeah.
All right. Oh, yes, it was, because I've been into it, yeah. Which one,
number four we lived at.
Right, I've been into the end one that was nearer to where your friend...
Cravens
lived. Mm. Yeah, I've been into that one. And I was told that the bathroom was downstairs.
Yeah, it was next to the kitchen.
Next to the kitchen. Yeah. All right. I always thought they were upstairs. Because the ones in Chapel Street, they did have them upstairs.
Really?
Yeah, but they were built, I think, after the war. Yours were pre-war. I think the council houses down the main road were pre-war.
I don't know.
All right. Right, so...
I can remember it being cold in 1963.
Yeah, we didn't
have... We were going back a bit.
Yeah.
You know, with having ice on inside at windows, that really cold winter.
Yeah. Youngsters nowadays don't know what cold is. They don't know what condensation is to the... They don't know what ice is on the inside of the
window. You've had that as well, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I can remember that.
I can, yeah.
Now, that winter, it snowed for ages, didn't it?
It did.
I can remember going sledging on the off, walking across the fields from the back of council house with a sledge, you know. And also in the field opposite, there was a pond in Jagger's Field there.
Right.
That were frozen. Now we used to slide and I fell over and broke my front tooth.
All right. So you've had a... a cap on it for a long time, have you?
Yeah, since I had.
Oh dear, not the normal rugby tackle where two teeth come out at once. I remember 63 because I was at the I was doing the campaign at the sugar beet factory. And it was cold. It was absolutely bitter.
Gillian weren't born. You were born in 62, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's only a baby in 63.
Oh, right. No.
Gillian was born in Thought Willoughby, the house that her mum and dad still in. Her mum's still in.
Does she? All right.
Yeah, she's still.
All right. She's one of the original houses in Thought Willoughby.
Yeah.
What else have we got? Am I carrying on?
Yes.
Well, I've just wrote a bit down about school.
Yeah.
I can remember there being cricket wickets painted on the wall.
Yeah.
So we used to play cricket between them.
Yeah.
And it must have been yearly. We had a skipping competition, I remember that. And then on a Friday afternoon we used to play rounders.
Where did you play rounders?
In the schoolyard. And
it ain't exactly spacious, is it, that schoolyard?
Well, it used to get knocked into churchyard.
The other bit
we used to call Stokes is where that waterboard plays.
Oh, right, yeah.
There was Keith Stokes, wasn't there?
Right.
That was another lad I remember.
Right.
And Roland Stokes, I think. Flipping that, where's that come from? They were ginger-haired, I remember.
Right. Because that...
They lived near Thompson's. There was Andrew Thompson as well, weren't there?
Yeah.
And as well as Stuart England, there was Edward England.
Right.
And Mark, that still live in the village, isn't there?
Yeah.
And the girls, Elaine.
Yeah.
And Jackie, wasn't
there? Jackie's in the village.
All right.
Yeah, she's living in the village now. She's been living there quite a while. But those houses on the corner, you know where Mick used to live, Norton, you know where his mum lived, next to where the doctor's surgery used to be.
Oh, yes.
Can you remember those houses that were opposite? How many were there? Have you got an idea?
Well, that's where the Stokes used to live.
Right. On that side, because it's now Selby District Council land.
Where is it?
Yeah.
Well, there was Thompson's as well, weren't there?
Yeah.
Andrew Thompson, used to knock about with. Yeah. And all that bit of land were like orchards, weren't it?
Yes.
Where those old
people's bungalows are built now. That was all orchard.
So when we played rounders, we called that like Stokes' Field.
All right.
So I don't know.
Right, but I can't imagine playing rounders in that bit of a yard.
We were only weren't very big, wasn't we? But what about the junior?
God, 10-year-olds can hit a ball some distance. And what did you do for kind of playing football? You just played in the...
Well, we played outside.
Did the girls play at one side and the boys play at the other, or did you just all generally mix?
I think we just generally mixed, I seem to think.
All right.
The playground near Mrs. Hall's house...
Yes.
That was for seniors, and the other playground round the back...
Round the back, yeah.
But that was infants, I think.
All right, yeah.
So I think that was... The only sort of demarcation there was.
That was like at the Abbey School. They used to have the juniors at one side, and the seniors at the other.
Rooms inside, there was some big fires. Do you remember them?
Mm.
Two, and there must have been boilers. Coke
and coal. Yeah.
And there was a stage, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And there was a partition slide, wasn't there, that could pull across to make it separate rooms.
Two rooms. Is that what you had when you were at school?
Mm.
Yeah. And so you had kind of... there was three rooms. There was one near the kitchen. What was that used for? Was that a classroom?
The infants.
Was that the infants?
Yeah.
Right, and then the other two rooms were kind of from for 7 year olds up to
nine year olds and ten year olds would be
in the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
So there'd be like three classrooms, wouldn't there? Five to sevens and then seven to nines and nines to elevens.
Yeah.
Right.
And I say there was a stage and they used to have a school plays, didn't we?
Yeah, right.
Christmas and then the school queen.
Yeah, as well. Oh, very good. Very good. It's a bit of a how many children were in your class then?
I can't remember that. Because would there be 20 or something like that?
Really? Because earlier, back in the 1900s, it says that at one time there was about 150.
Mm.
And I'm thinking.
Well, families had big families, didn't they?
I know they did, but where did they put 150 children in that school? You couldn't get 150 unless so many went 2 days a week or something like that. But I don't know. I can't think that there was 150 went to that small school.
They used to have a sports day as well.
Where did you have that?
Well, the only one I can remember is down the end of Station Road. You know where Scorm Lane and
yes.
the Road Forks?
Yeah, yeah.
In that field at the end there.
All right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the only one I can remember.
Oh. And that was for school?
Well, we had a school sports day
yes.
on that field. All so right. I don't think we used it regularly. Must have just said to, I don't know that belongs to the field, but they must have said, can we use it that day? So
all right, right.
For some reason, I can remember we were in yellows. There were yellows and reds and greens up, you know.
Yeah.
What else have we got down there? Then later on, we had the youth club in the school there.
Yeah. Did you used to attend? What, in the new school or in the old school?
The old school.
In the old school, you used to have the youth club.
Yeah, Jack England.
Right, that's where it started, is it?
Yeah, yeah. So, that used to be, I think that was on a Tuesday night.
Right.
In the room with the partition, you have to put that back, and I think we either played table tennis or we even played badminton.
Yeah, well attended.
Yeah, I think there was, yeah.
And then it moved.
George Dixon as well, I keep thinking about it.
All these names that pop up.
Yeah, George, I remember George was pretty good at table tennis.
Right, right.
So,
and then it moved down to the new school went in the 70s.
Yeah, well, that was past my time. Then.
Yeah, there was a purpose-built wing there for it then.
I remember. So,
Molly helped as well, didn't she? Molly Lister.
Yeah, she did, yeah. Yeah, I remember in the summer we played tennis on her lawn sometimes.
Oh, right.
You know, she had a tennis court, didn't she?
Yeah, she did, yeah.
I remember Jack organised a trip and we went to the Dales. We went to Appletreewick for a weekend.
Oh, right, right.
And
In the hostel or?
No, I think we camped.
Right.
I can't remember exactly, but I know we walked up Simon's Seat.
Yeah.
On the Saturday. But we were playing cricket in the field and I got hit in the face with a ball and I had a fat lip. Yeah, I remember that.
Did you go on the Sunday school trips? Did they have any Sunday school trips? You went to Sunday school?
Yeah, well, I say I've got church next door and I went to Sunday school and later on I was in the choir, even though I can't sing. They must have been desperate.
They were desperate when they got Trevor.
Well, Lucy and Gilbert used to... Twaits used to run that, didn't they?
Yes, yeah.
Mr. Lowry was the vicar.
Right, yes, yes.
I remember at Christmas we used to get a book.
Right.
As a present, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they used to have, well, the school used to have a school trip to coast as well as the Sunday school, so we used to have two, I think.
Right.
You know, Bidlington or Scarborough, usually.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to play all of it village. I remember I fell in the dike near...
You boys tend to fall in dikes.
Near, well, I can't have been very old, near where we, on Common Lane there.
Right.
And for some reason, Mrs. Waddingham, that lived next door to me, she must have come across me and put me in the bath.
Cleaned you up a bit to send you
home. I don't know where my mum and dad were, but... So, and I can remember me and Paul used to go play with a little football down... Well, we used to call it Camp Lane.
Yes.
But I think, isn't it down as Moritz Lane?
Yeah, I think locals call it Camp Lane. I've always called it Camp Lane.
All right, good.
Yeah. No, the correct title is Moritz Lane, but locals call it Camp.
Yeah. My mum used to say they called it Camp Lane because that's where the like the travelling
people,
labourers
yeah.
used to come and camp.
That's right.
When
they
were pea picking and...
And potato picking. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's
the right story then.
Yeah, it is, I know. We can verify that, yeah.
And we used to play Kick the Can down Scorm Lane. And do you know what Kick the Can is?
Well, yeah.
You used to have to kick it and...
And run.
Run and hide, didn't you? And then,
yeah.
So that was all the lads, you know, from that
school.
Age, you know, before... Well...
You had quite a good freedom there around the village.
We could go... Well, I say, we used to go up the off as well and make dens. And,
yeah.
So, you know, we never... Well, I can just remember the... First telly coming in and that we had and
yeah.
I think at the council house, yeah, we did get a telly at the council houses. I can remember we had a radio, but
well, the traffic wouldn't stop anybody crossing. Nobody would cross. There was so little traffic, cars and.
Well, just going on with that. When I was. Young, you know, I had a notebook with car numbers in.
Right. Did you used to say car numbers as well?
So, you know, I could say how many cars
there were. Oh dear, you're bringing back memories.
This is how old I am.
Yeah, no. We used to stand at the end of our road taking car numbers down. Yeah, seeing how many cars we could see. So, yeah. You wouldn't do it today. Apparently, there's about... someone told me there's just under 63,000 a week go through the village. So
I can remember when we used to play on the off, we used to drop down to the cemetery and get some water out the tap, you know.
Yeah.
What else can I remember? I remember coming home from school one day in the jam factory... being on fire. I can remember seeing the smoke.
Really?
Stood on the main road, you know, outside our house.
Yeah.
But I've just got a vague memory of that, so I don't know what year that was.
I don't know. I know that there was a fire, because Trevor said he can remember that.
Yeah. And there was the post office as well, Enid Twaits, weren't there?
Down Chapel Street.
I can remember there used to be a stone step and a bell on the door when you went in.
Yeah. And the shop down Station Road, there was a shop down Station Road, wasn't
Mrs.
there?
Mrs. Lamb's?
Yes.
Like a grocer's, wasn't it, Mark?
Yes, yeah.
Mrs. Lamb's, yeah.
Yeah.
There used to be a fish and chip shop as well on... Main Road.
Yeah.
Do you remember just before you get to Gateforth Lane?
Yeah.
In them.
The cottages, the stone cottages.
Yeah, on the left there.
Yeah.
One of them was a chip shop.
Yeah.
Just in my early days.
Yeah.
But I can't really remember much about it.
There wasn't any other kind of retail shops, were there? There was the doctor's surgery.
Yeah, I was going to say there's Doctor's Mary's that was near. But there used to be a butcher's near there, didn't there? That was before my time.
Yeah.
What else was the village? The railway station, I can remember there being platforms. And
yeah, Did you used to? Did you go on the trains from Hambleton? Did you ever?
I think I got a train from Hambleton.
Right.
But I got into train spotting, and as all young lads did.
Yeah.
But steam trains were just going out.
Right.
You know, as I was doing it. Like.
All right.
But what else? And then when I got to teenage, there was I went to A's harvesting in the summer holidays.
Yeah.
Driving the tractor when I was about 14, I think.
Yeah. Did you go with anybody else, or was it just you?
Just me, I think.
Right.
What else have we got now? We used to go to Church Front and Air Show as well. I remember doing that, biking over the fields, go down Common Lane, and you could get down the farm tracks right across past Gascoigne Wood. And that was Alice in May. I always seem to remember it was boiling hot weather every time, either May or June, I think it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that used to be good. Then later on, there was the pubs.
Yes.
The Red Lion and Wheatsheaf, weren't there?
Yeah.
But
there's nothing. Well, the Wheatsheaf's gone.
Yeah.
We're left with the Red Lion.
So I think I've about come to end with it.
Is right, that's lovely.
That you can.
No, I think that's absolutely superb. But thank you. But if you've got some photographs.
Yeah, well, can we show you?
Things, yeah. Right, I'll turn this off now.